copy that, please verify. WRWB 49, and we're standing by. Good morning, WSHM 738. Yeah, good morning. I didn't hear you out here yesterday. I figured you probably slept in. WRWB 49. Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah, Roger. Yeah, if I ain't working, I'm probably sleeping in. Yeah, I hear that. Well, looks like Michigan, they did it. They pulled it off. What'd they do? Did they win? Yeah, they won the championship. Oh, well, good for them. I know Tom Izzo's all upset, you know, like that guy's got a, you know, larger-than-life ego. I'm sure he's not too happy. Yeah, he's from state, though, right? Right, but he thinks he's God when it comes to, you know, NCAA basketball. Well, years ago he had some success, right? Yeah, back when he first came here, what, in 99? I think it was, what, 2000? They won the national title.
You're never going to win them all, but, alright, well, that's good news, Michigan. I don't watch this stuff, so I don't really care, but, I mean, if they want it, hey, more power to them, I'm happy for them.
The only reason why I used to get involved with the tournament was because, you know, I was playing in these pools and trying to win money, so I would sit there and fill out the bracket and see how far I get.
Yeah, 5-6-7. Yeah, good morning. Yeah, well, that's all good. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, good morning, Sam. We hear you.
So, it's a good morning. I'm on my video chat. Sorry.
Yep, we copy the video chat.
Yeah, well, anyway, it's Tuesday, April 7th, I believe.
Yep, April 7th. Yeah, I got a... let's see, yeah, 7th, okay. Now I got 2 days. Go pay my water bill.
Yeah, we don't need to keep hearing about your water bills on the radio. Please pay it.
But about whose water bill?
Not yours, Mike, right? I was just making a joke. A true joke. Is that damn lonely to worry about somebody's water bill? Shoot me, would you?
Right. Yeah, I just go in there and just go to the window and pay it.
Mine was $61 and I'm not paying it.
Okay.
That's actually pretty cheap. Considering, you know, you got city sewer and city water to pay for. I just pay for city water because I'm on a septic. Now let's hope all this ring stuff is stopped today. I'm tired of it.
What about the rain today?
We have none. I'm sure we'll get some, but I just, you know, I'm tired of it. No more rain.
Roger. Well, they had a pretty good sale on mulch yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
No, we're at.
They had the big bags at Lowe's for $2 a bag. The 2 cubic yard bags, the big ones.
That's pretty cheap. I should go up there and get some then. My flower beds could use it.
Sales on to Wednesday. They have black, red, and brown.
Yeah, I already got the plastic stuff. I just have to, you know, the matting. I already have that. Just need the mulch.
I have about 50 bags of it. It took me 2 trips. So, 25 bags a load.
No, okay.
Anyways, if you're going to get it today and tomorrow, it's going to be the best prices, $2 a bag. I'm telling you, that's a deal for those big bags.
Yeah, that would be. Yeah, I'm definitely going to consider that.
Morning, get a life.
Let's see, I think we know who that was.
Same guy from last week?
Well, no, that was powerful, dude. He was taking you right out, man. So, let's just look at these southeast section of Macomb County.
Yeah, like I said, it's always at least one of their group. Jealous people to me.
Like that song by Brian Ferry, Jealous Guy.
Seriously, get off. You don't like somebody? Shut it off, man. Turn it off. Go to another channel. All these jammers, and you know it's coming from one damn group.
Yeah, it is. Not too hard to figure out. I like the one, you know, yesterday he says, oh, you know, because someone asked him, well, where you been? We haven't heard you, you know, on the radio in a while. And he says, oh, well, I haven't had these radios on in a while. You know, I've been really busy around the house.
We doubled for part of that. So I missed the beginning.
No, it says, I was listening yesterday, and I hear someone say, oh, where have you been? I haven't heard you in a while. And he says, oh, you know, I haven't had these radios on in a while because I've been busy around the house. And I'm thinking, yeah, right, you were caught 2 weeks ago out here.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, the one that felt the need to, jam Jack for no reason.
Yeah, okay. Give me a minute here. I got something else going on. WSHM 738.
Yep, I'll be here standing by. Where'd you go, Sam?
I'm right here.
What have you been working on now? Same old, same old.
You know, I got an odd one. Everybody knows that when you have no spark, stuff isn't supposed to run. I can stick the spark plug wire in my mouth and pull the damn thing over, and I get nothing. Touching the ground, by the way. And nothing. No spark at all. I put the spark plug wire on a thing, put the spark plug in. You know, no spark in the spark plug, no spark on my hand, no juice in my mouth, nothing. Hey, I put the spark plug on a thing, and guess what? Put the spark plug in and it starts up with no spark. Figure that one out.
Unless there's spark, it's just you can't see or it's weak. That doesn't make any sense at all. I've never heard anything like that.
Well, here's the thing, Mike. I've been doing this for 40 years and I know for a fact that when you have no spark, stuff isn't supposed to run. The spark plug doesn't spark. The coil does not spark. Like I said, I put the coil wire in my mouth, on my tongue, pulled it over, you know, real hard, and nothing.
Or maybe, just maybe, you know, the way the wire comes out, you know, from under the flywheel, maybe it's bent just a certain way, or just the right way that it's, you know, it's finally making contact. It could be a short in a wire somewhere. Just the way you have it bent, that's why you're not getting spark. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of. And then when you bend it back, you know, it's making contact, and boom.
Okay, you would think that, except for the brand new coil. The brand new coil I just put on is doing the same thing. I could stick the plug wire in my mouth, you know, with no boot on it. Just the wire, on my tongue, pull it over, and no spark. It doesn't light me up at all. Doesn't light up the spark plug, nothing. But it starts up the machine with no spark. I don't get this one.
Maybe it's some safety feature. You got to have the spark plug in, screwed into the block to complete the ground. I don't know.
An Echo backpack blower. Figure it out, man, because I can't. It runs with no spark. Doesn't make any sense to me at all. It's got me baffled.
Hey, I got an Echo backpack blower. I hope mine don't do the same thing. Someone gave it to me. You know, I gave them some old engine parts for it, and I didn't really want the thing, but you know what? It's a blessing because the one I had one of those cheap weed eaters, and of course, you know how those products are, junk. The piston finally said, you know what? The piston in the ring said, I'm done. It's time to go. So, yeah, he gave me an Echo backpack, but he didn't want it, you know, and the thing ran, so. He's like, it was given to me, and I don't use it. I'm like, all right, well, then I'll take it.
Joe, I'm going to call the dealership this morning. I've never seen this in my life. I know for a fact when something doesn't have spark, it's not supposed to run. So this one's got me a little baffled.
Maybe it's got active fuel management. it shuts off one of the cylinders to save on fuel.
it's only a single cylinder, so that wouldn't be the case. I don't get it, Mike. You know, it's straightforward. It's one piston, one coil, you know, one spark plug, one of everything, you know. I never seen this before. 65 years that I've been here.
I was making a joke out of it because they got these new engines with this cylinder deactivation crap, and it just catastrophically causes damage to your engine. Especially the GM 5.3 liters, they're notorious for just destroying themselves with it.
Some of them newer Harleys have that too. If you're in traffic and your bike's getting warm, what you do is you turn the throttle up a little bit and it chucks off a cylinder. Kind of weird.
Junk. All that is junk. It just destroys an engine. That's why they say, you know, once your factory warranty runs out, deactivate that thing, because otherwise it's going to destroy the engine. It's not good for it. Yeah, my dad's truck's got that. And he says, once my warranty runs out, I'm going to have it just deleted, deactivated. You have to go on the computer somehow to deactivate the system.
I got a few more minutes to finish a cup of coffee here, and then I'm getting in the shower.
Well, as long as you don't get smuckered, we should be okay.
Well, I'll never be a jammer, I'll tell you that.
It's like in that movie Spaceballs, where the radar gets jammed with the big, gigantic, thing of smuckers. It was a raspberry jam.
Never really watched that movie. I've seen parts of it, but I think I've seen that one.
It was one of those Mel Brooks parody movies of, Star Wars.
Yeah, like I said, I'm familiar with it. I'm aware of it, seen parts of it, but never the whole thing in totality.
I guess it was one of those movies. You had to be a fan of Star Wars to understand it.
Well, and you had to appreciate Mel Brooks' sense of humor a little bit, too.
That is true, yeah. I mean, a lot of his movies were funny.
He had Blazing Saddles, too, I think.
That was another funny one. I've seen that millions of times. I think he's, 98 or 99 this year? Somewhere in there. He's still alive.
Yep. He used to hang out with some other old dude, too. I forget his name. We can picture him. I can't think of his name. Anyways, yeah, he did Young Frankenstein. That's the one I really know him from.
Another good one. Yeah, with Gene Wilder.
Yeah, Cloris Leachman, Madeline Kahn, and Raymond's dad. He was Frankenstein.
He was young in that movie. I forget his name. Yeah. God, I forgot his name. Off the tip of my tongue.
And Marty Feldman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what can I think of who the guy's name was that played Raymond?
know, if you're going to blow on your microphone, I mean, don't make it so obvious.
Oh, you're doing it. That's from that idiot down there on 5-9.
Right away. Dead giveaway.
Yeah, that's his claim to fame. He got busted doing that and tried blaming somebody else for it and got caught red-handed doing it. The story I hear, he was made to apologize to his own people that it was him doing it. The story I heard.
That's crazy. Why would you do that to your own people? Idiot.
Well, to try to blame somebody else. That's why. To gain animosity and support. Falsely, yes, but that's what they did. And they were just doing that a couple days ago. Two different people were doing it on... was that guy.
You know, all that blowing, man, you know. You could be out there, you know, pounding the pavement and getting a job, you know, fixing that truck up.
Well, when you ain't worked in 27 years, you got to fill your time somehow.
Crazy, crazy. Well, like I said, you know, I mean, look at the direction. That's why I said that earlier, because I wasn't for sure. The one confirmed it, you know, with the blowing.
Oh, you know, you know.
Yeah, I'll try to take you out again.
I'm going to shower. I got a job. All right. Back. The WSHM 7.
Catch you when you get back. WSHF 5-6.
Yep. We'll catch you in a little bit. WRWB 49. Yes, Sam, the one guy that does that, you know, the blowing in that, you know, he lives over there by Able Electronics. In his mom's house, of course, you know, an adult child with a kid, mind you, that still lives at home under his mom's apron. Crazy, crazy.
I concur. Very crazy, yep.
You know, I left the nest a long time ago. Some people, they just feel it's more comfortable to not leave the nest.
Natural order of things, you're supposed to leave the nest and be out on your own.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. This one here, that's another weaker signal. That's one of the HD, you know, people.
I hope they come knock on your door very soon.
Well, who knows?
Got the R stamped all over it, that last one.
That's what I was going to say, too. And, you know, the last time that happened, that's where I said, you know, look no further. Because he was on the other frequency, out there causing trouble, and what do you know?
WSHM
798. Oh, it's Tuesday. He must be going somewhere. Hence the picket fencing. WSBT 754, are you out there this morning? WRWB 49.
Good morning, Mike. WSBT 754.
Good morning there, Charlie. What are you, about halfway there?
Yeah, more or less. Just coming up to the way station. It's snowing up at my place.
Interesting. Huh. I guess the snow doesn't want to leave yet.
Interesting wasn't the word that I was using this morning. Yeah, it's a little breezy out there. About 26 on my dash now. It's 22 when I left. Yeah, come on.
Yeah. Oh, man, oh, man.
It wasn't anything to stick or not, you know, just little flurries, but still, I've had enough. The dog wasn't any more happy about it than I was.
I hear you there.
Oh, I see Michigan won last night for a national championship.
I actually stayed up to, well, some of the game watched me, but for the most part, I did watch it, most of it through and through. Yeah, we led the game. I mean, it would be like a 9-point lead, then it'd get down to like a 5-point lead. You know, then it would jump back up to like a 9, a 10-point lead, and then, you know, they would try to catch up, and they just couldn't do it, you know. Yeah, we won it, you know. It's what, we haven't won that since 1989. It was the last time we won a championship.
Yeah, I turned it on early in the first quarter. I don't even think either one of them were in double digits yet. And that's about as much as I remembered. And I dozed right off, but I did check the score today. Yeah, good for them. Somebody's winning here.
Yeah. I hear you. Yeah, it was long overdue. And it, you know, new coach, you know, they're getting over bad reputation scandal, basically. I mean, with Juwan Howard, they figure, you know, new coach, things might change, you know. It did turn around for the better.
Yeah, and of course, Facebook and all the other social media is loaded with the the rental players and the NIL and transfers and all that, but that's the nature of the game these days, so we won.
Back then, there was never a transfer portal, and you were stuck on that team until what, your 4 years were up? Or if something happened, you know, and there was none of this, transfer portal stuff. Well, I could just leave here and go to another team, like in the, professional sports.
Yeah, I don't agree with it. I mean, it's basically turning into semi-pros on all sports, football, basketball. In the old days, the guy went to a school and that's where he was, and that was it, There were transfers, but you had to have a real good reason to transfer. And then you had to sit out a year and that sort of thing. Now it's just, man, they're jumping around like crazy.
Like they even want to pay these players. It's like, no. Sorry, but that doesn't happen.
What time you got to get out of there today? Late day, early day?
I got to start heading off here pretty soon. I got time yet, but yep, early this morning. No big deal.
Early day, late day, today. Every day, all day.
Yep, good morning. WSHM 738.
Morning time, Paul.
It's my Monday.
A little extra day off yesterday, huh?
That's right.
You show the coach's photo of his reaction of UConn. Funny.
Was he complaining?
No, he's not too happy. Let's put it to you that way. He looks like he's a deer caught in the headlights. Like he just got done, throwing his britches.
Yeah, a lot of people were saying that the refs were calling a one-sided game and blah, blah, blah. The usual loser speech.
Look, it was in a neutral zone or territory at Lucas Oil Stadium where the Colts play. And, of course, there was no one-sidedness to that game. I mean, for a minute there, we didn't look too good, But then all of a sudden, we just, the second half, we held our own.
I don't know about that. They just say $2 for a bag of malts. They say give me 50. I load them up. I take them home. I make 2 trips, and this is what I know.
Yeah. Somebody on the back end wanted to give you some Smuckers, by the way.
Jammers. They're all jammers over there. I'd rather take the $150 a year versus sitting at home all day jamming.
But they want to work when they can just piggyback off of somebody else's handbag or billfold. The men's hockey too, I forgot. They're number one in the country for Michigan. Michigan men's hockey.
Get Give me 1,000 on the girls in the Olympics.
Man, this coffee tastes good this morning. I love it when I get a good cup.
WSHM 738.
WSBT 754.
Good morning, gentlemen. WRNW 329.
Morning, Tim.
What's going on there, Tim?
Feels like winter time out here.
Yeah, I was telling Mike it was snowing up at my place this morning.
Quite a bit of hail over here yesterday for an hour or two off and on, evening time.
Yeah, that's what somebody said. I heard the sirens go off for a minute where I was at working, and I'm looking outside and I'm like, well, it's dark, but there's no high winds and there's no, flooding or rain of any sort. I'm like, what the heck? So it must have been off to, like, the northwest.
I heard there was something spotted out near Bellevue, but no damages or nothing like that.
Did you watch that game last night, Tim?
Didn't watch it, but I think it was watching me. I did a long day of work yesterday. The body was, as soon as I turned it on, yeah, it was sleeping already.
Yeah, I hear you there. Yeah, I was able to watch most of it. And I fell asleep and I woke up and they're like, they're already interviewing the coach and the players, and I'm like, oh, we won. Huh. Okay.
Sounds like the game watched a lot of us last night.
The TV always gets the best of the hard-working people.
That is true. I guess the Michigan men's hockey is going to the Frozen Four, so they're advancing. I guess we're like number one in the country.
Sounds good. Maybe I can pull it up later on and watch some of it on demand stuff on the phone. See if it works.
No, I think they don't. I think it's April 9th is when that game starts. That's what they're playing. What are they playing? Denver. Some Denver school.
All right, I copied that. I was listening to that space shuttle stuff. There's no other communication. Had that on in the background. Pretty interesting. In 147, 200, .200, must be connected somehow on the repeater.
Yeah, I think it's rebroadcasted through the 200 machine. Yeah, I was listening to that with my buddy the other day. We had it on because, Skywarn. And, of course, they had that on afterwards, once the Skywarn net was over.
Just in the last couple of days, pretty interesting stuff, the stuff they're explaining and what they're seeing. If they're up there.
Uh-oh, conspiracy theory.
Looking at the moon while I'm driving, I don't see nothing.
I don't see him up there. I was looking too. Yeah. Where are they at?
They're in a makeshift studio somewhere in Hollywood. Or they're out there in Area 51 filming what looks to be like they're on the moon. Or driving, you know, around the moon.
Well, they made history. They went further than any man has gone before it, so by 4,000 miles or kilometers or something. You're right, Tim. It's interesting stuff. If you grew up with the Apollo missions, you probably are paying attention now.
I was listening to it last night also, or the night before. The night before, probably about midnight, 1 o'clock. I went into work early, but pretty interesting. It's like, they don't sleep up there? They're having issues with their bathroom, that kind of stuff. They switch positions on the windows, take pictures.
Yeah, they made it around the backside of the moon yesterday evening, so kind of interesting. They're already on their way back, so they need another 3 days or 3.5 days, something like that.
Well, I never researched anything, but I'm wondering how they're moving that thing around. They power it around. Is it electric, solar? What moves them around?
I mean, the propulsion unit? I mean, I think they charge their batteries, you know, with the solar arrays. There's like four of them. That's probably to run some equipment. Propulsion, I don't know. You know, they don't need much. There's no forces against them. They could just hit the gas pedal a little bit and go a long way.
They say some kind of, once they get around the moon, something from the moon, whatever it is, helps push them back towards Earth. So they probably, yeah, need very little.
Yeah, the gravity, so.
Yeah, they use the gravity kind of like a slingshot. It gives them a boost and throws them back our way.
I find the whole thing interesting. Like I said, if you were a kid growing up with the Apollo mission and them going to the moon, you know, and I think they quit doing that in like late 1972 with Apollo 17. So it's interesting they're going back there. I find it interesting because I'd like to see the pictures from it. The pictures got to be a lot better than 1972.
Actually, I seen some write-up I was reading. It said some of their lenses from 1972, they're showing a difference on the pictures. They must have had better filters then or something. There's a better picture from then until now on some of the pictures they're taking.
Yeah, not sure, but they are on their way back.
Easy.
24 degrees.
Yeah, it's ridiculously cold right now.
Yeah, for April 7th. Yeah, but these days will be short-lived.
Not even gonna get into the 40s today. It's supposed to be mid 30s as high.
Right, 38. I heard it a few days ago, but it's only today, I believe. And then I think by Thursday we're right back into the 60s. And that's if that hasn't changed.
All right. Well, I'm gonna go on in and make the coffee. See what's happening. We'll catch you guys later on, probably this afternoon, Mike. Good to hear you, Tim. Don't forget your watch fall. Turn around and go get it. WSBT 754.
I actually put it on. I got a new program. We'll see how I do. All right. I'm sure I'll forget it at some point. See you, Charlie. Have a good day.
Hey, Charlie. Don't work too hard.
I got a little trivia question for you, Tim. Your category, NASA in space. You ready?
That means I got to start thinking.
No, you don't really. There's no pass-fail here. Don't worry about it. Just...
Let's try it again. Some jammers out there playing games this morning.
What they do? Can you name all the space shuttles? There they go. Keep jamming. Keep...
I don't think I can name any of them, actually.
Okay, well, Columbia, Challenger, Atlanta, Discovery, Endeavor, and then there was one called the Enterprise that never left Earth's atmosphere. They only use that to practice landing. So, there you go.
Store those in my hard drive.
Yeah. And the bad ones were the ones with the letter C, Challenger and 86 and I think 1003. Terrible.
If they listen, trying to visualize some of the stuff they are seeing and taking their pictures. Interesting.
Yeah, for sure. I'm looking at the moon right now. I don't see them. You might be right, Tim.
Seeing half of it.
Yeah, but I'm talking about Artemis II. I don't see them coming back. They got to be in view. I mean, Christ. I see the moon. They're coming back. But I don't see them.
Yeah, they figured they had some kind of lights on that vessel, but they probably don't need no lights on them. There's no traffic up there. They're saving energy.
You need to get one of those old Michigan State Police red beanies put on top of it. But you guys have a good day. I'm going to put this thing down to the radio.
Have yourself a good day. Don't work too hard. All right, talk to you later, maybe this afternoon.
Hey, Tim, good morning.
Now you guys are signing off. Well, I'll catch you later. WRWB 49. You guys are jumping out of here.
I'm trying to get to work here, but it's got a blockage somewhere directing traffic at Connors and Mack Avenue. Got the whole street blocked off for some reason.
Flooding, maybe? I don't know. Does it flood down there? I know it's by the river.
About a mile from the river, there's some flooding. I don't know why they have it blocked off, but there is a little flooding on one side of the street there. Well, that always floods there.
When you get down there, you know, by the river, you know, off Jefferson, I'm sure those canals, you know, they're probably up right now with all this rain we had.
Jefferson, but Connors here, they always have water issues. Either a water break or their sewer system not going down. We get a lot of rain and floods out half of the road, and it's six lanes here. They widen it out, six lanes, so at least three of them are covered with water when it get heavy rain.
Yeah, makes sense. You know, out here by us, you know, it's some of the streets where roads were blocked off because the Clinton River was, you know, it flooded out.
Yeah, Sunday I noticed that down that way there was a few spots. Actually, water was coming right across the road around north of 59 and between 59 and 21 miles, coming all the way across the road. And the houses along there on the west side, the water almost up right to the house.
Yeah, that would be over there by Sycamore Hills Country Club there off North Avenue. It always floods out over there. You know, and what gets me is they built all those condos and subdivisions.
Yeah, maybe that's all the part of the problem. The blockages, all the dirt, rising, this and that, a whole lot of stuff in between that and the lake.
Now my battery died here. Interesting.
Oh, that's not good. Just plug her in, recharge, or throw your extra battery in.
Yeah, through the extra battery. And yeah, no, what I was saying is I'm sure I got cut off, but they, yeah, up there by 21 and North Avenue, that's always notorious for that. I remember back in 2004 when we had that big flood, this guy I went to elementary school with, here he is being interviewed on TV. You know, he tried driving through it, North Avenue, just past the golf course there, Sycamore Hills, and at that time, his mom just bought a brand new Suburban, and of course, he goes right through it and doesn't make it.
Sometimes it doesn't seem like, oh yeah, I can go through there, I got 4x4, I'm sitting up high, but when you get into it, yeah, I see water. It looks deep. My truck sits up pretty high, but I'd rather just go around, turn around and go the other way. Find a new path. I mean, don't have to worry about flooding out your vehicle.
Not just that, but if water gets in the intake, well, there goes your engine. It just done hydrolocked itself and bent all the valves.
Oh, yeah, definitely not worth it. Once everything gets wet, if it ain't ruined, it'll never be right again. All electronics in these vehicles.
Yeah, that's true. I watched a YouTube video where a guy bought a hydrolock Crown Victoria at like an auto auction, and he got lucky. I mean, took all the spark plugs out. You know, put a battery on it, turn it over, and pushed all the water out of the cylinders, and before you know it, you know, put the spark plugs back in, and the thing fired right up. No problems.
Yeah, you can find some vehicles out there, get lucky, and it's not damaged. That's where a lot of these used car lots get a lot of their cars from the flood. Dry them out, and whatever they do to them, and resell them.
Well, some of them you got to be leery of. I mean, I remember back during Hurricane Katrina hit. A lot of these B lots were flooded with these cars that came from that hurricane, and people were buying them, and then they were having problems. They couldn't figure out why. Well, yeah, everything was all corroded with salt water.
Yeah, I can remember looking around at used cars at that time, and you can tell by some of the seats, most of the ones that I were looking at, the seats were all stained up. It's from the water. So I think I'll pass on these ones. I'll wait.
No, that shouldn't even be allowed. You know, once the car is flood damaged, it should be totaled out and either scrapped or, you know, or it should be, it shouldn't be able to be retitled. It should just be scrapped or parted out.
Oh, yeah, well, a lot of them get them reinspected, clean them up, get them reinspected by the state, and they can get a rebuilt title out of it, I guess. All right, Mike, I better get out of this vehicle here. I got like 4 minutes to go hit this clock, make some donuts. Enjoy the rest of your day. Don't work too hard.
All right, we will catch you later. Don't work too hard as well. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
WRNW 329, right, clear?
WIUG, Wednesday.
WRWB 489, we're standing by.
WRUZ935 mobile.
What's going on there, John? WRWB49.
Hey, nothing much going on, Mike. How's things with you?
I'm just sitting up here for a little bit, you know, by the bay until I go back in.
Very good. Yeah, I'll tell you, man, I'm really liking that workbench I set up down there in your shack.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, it's making that area a whole lot more comfortable to be in. Only thing I'm bumming about was that pegboard on the back of the workbench is blocking up where I was going to hang a TV on the wall. So, I'm going to come up with another plan.
Yeah, I gotcha. Just a TV to watch or for your SDR?
No, just a TV to watch. I never watch television upstairs, I can never hear it. And Cheryl's got the remote, so I never get to pick the channels.
Sure, she was watching that game last night. You know, they had a historic win.
Oh, Michigan won the championship?
They won the championship. It's like their second win, you know, since 89.
Oh, very good. Very good. I didn't hear anything about it. When I went to bed, you know, before the game was on, so I don't know if she watched it or not. But very good. So maybe State can do it one day.
They won, last time they won, I think, was, what, 2000? But you know, Tom Izzo, he's always got that ego. Like, he's larger than life.
Yeah, I'm more of a State fan. I got nothing wrapped up in the teams. No loyalty to either one of them. I just know that whenever I went through Ann Arbor, you know, the people around there were always kind of snooty, and the people up by Lansing were always pretty cool and Sparty or, I mean, you got to root for the team that has the model Sparty on.
You know, really, I could care less. I mean, either way, you know. Heck, if OU won the championship, you know, I'd say, whatever, you know. Way to go, Greg Campy, I guess.
Yeah, my life doesn't change, you know, no matter who wins. So, I hear what you're saying.
I used to fill out the brackets and get in these schools and put in my money, but, you know, this year I couldn't find nothing.
Oh, yeah, it was great when I had a union steward that was running a gambling ring right out of the union office. That all got killed a few years back. He got fired. He got his job back, but gambling all stopped. He's no longer a union steward, so. Oh, well. You know, it's great around Super Bowl time. You wanted to play squares. Hey, Tim, you got any more $5 squares? I only got one left. Well, how many did you want? Oh, I wanted 5 squares. Here, let me start a new one. Start a new piece of paper. That's the way it was. What do you want? You want the $10 squares? You want the $25 squares? I'll start a new sheet.
Yes, I gotcha. I used to do that too, and then, of course, the hockey pool, and, you know, and the baseball ones. I mean, I used to do them all. I just, I don't know, don't do them much anymore.
We used to do the street lottery. And when the payout got to be $100,000, they quit taking more names. They kept on building and building and building until the cash payout was $100,000. So that means they were taking in $200,000. And it would last 2, maybe 3 drawings. They would go on the Lotto 47 numbers. First one to get all your numbers wins. And you know, that was run by, I forgot what ethnicity it was. I don't know if it was the Russian mob or one of the other organized crime rings. And so I don't know what happened, but the business that they were running out of is now a different business.
Some makeshift cafes that are like in a plaza.
Was a donut shop.
Places like Albanian ranch, Ukrainian, but mostly Albanian. There's a lot of them there in Clinton Township, you know, in and around like Allen and Garfield and Hayes area.
Yeah, this is out of Warren. Oh well. Hey, Mike, I'm pulling up where I need to be. I got to stop in and pick up a few things at the store on the way home. So I will catch up with you a little later. And I'm not a big gambler, so. But, you know, I will buy squares if they're available because there's no figuring on that. It's all strictly luck of the draw, literally. Draw the cards, fill in the numbers. We'll catch up with you later.
W-R-U-Z-935. Catch a letter. WRWB-49-3-5.
check.
WSIC-866 monitoring. WSIC-866 mobile monitoring.
WSIK 839 listening.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
Where were you at? Over here?
One more time. KAWGP, KFA, DIC. WRWB 49, we're standing by.
Thank you.
Good evening, everybody. This is WSET257, going to be mobile and monitoring.
Hello, this is Chris, WSM861, also monitoring and standing by.
WSEU202, good evening.
Good evening, this is Chris. I see you loud and clear. This is WSMF861.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
Hello, this is WSFF861.
Whoever that was right there, you're barely getting into the system.
I do seem to live on the outer edge of the repeater, WSMF861, Royal Oak.
Copy on the Royal Oak. First personal here is Mike India Kilo Echo, and right now I'm transmitting from New Baltimore.
That's pretty far away. I'm glad to meet you today, and I can't really be heard from
that. I can't quite pour you out of there, man. You know, you're barely making it in. You want a HT or you want a base?
Hell, that's probably what's going on.
That time, I'm going to try again. Go ahead. Whatever you did that time, you know, it sounded a little better. WSBQ 996, you are here this evening. WSBQ 996, you got a copy?
All right, this is WSMF861, trying once more. Find a different antenna, 41-inches. Let me know if this is any better for you.
Well, that one, I don't know, man. That's still kind of hard to pull you out there.
Well, I guess I'll be updating the base station. It's a 5-watt radio tablet.
It's not an HT. Well, for an HT, I mean, you're getting in, but you're not getting in too good. I can tell you that much.
It was nice meeting you, but I guess I'll go down to monitoring since my friends just don't know where it is. I'm sure it's touch and touch out.
We will catch you later. This is WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
WSHF 567, monitoring. What's going on out here tonight?
You showed up. That's what's going on. What's up, Sam? WRWB 49.
I tell you, I got one to stump every mechanic that ever lived. I got one with no spark that runs. Doesn't make any sense to me at all, but it runs with no spark. I could put my finger on the wire. I could put the spark plug wire in my mouth, touch the ground, yank the hell out of it, yank the heck out of it, no spark, everything. Crazy. Never seen it before, Mike, ever. Hey, we ran into Darren McCarty at the dispenser just a little while ago. That was pretty funny.
You ought to get a kick out of that. You know, he's good friends with McCarty.
I was the last person in the world I was expecting to run into.
But Gene was telling me that he got a job working back in the front office or with the Red Wings at some capacity. I imagine the front office along with Iserman.
I don't know, I just figured he was around here because of Bad Pig Customs, because they build bikes, you know, for charity or whatever.
Ground yourself out to that machine.
Pretty good, man. Duh. No spark at all. You can't see it, not on a light tester, you can't feel it, nothing. Can't even see it on the spark plug. In total darkness. But it runs with no spark. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
There's got to be some spark of some sort. I mean, come on.
If there was, I wouldn't be able to put the spark plug in my mouth, the spark plug wire in my mouth, with my tongue on the wire and my wet finger on the ground, pull it over. I wouldn't be able to do that if there was spark.
Grab the machine.
Anyway, that is weird. I don't know who that was fumbling about, but anyway. That's a mind boggler for sure.
I'm going to post a video of the condition and post a video of everything I'm talking about. And then I'm going to start the thing up and prove what I'm talking about. Somebody else is arguing with me about, no, there's no way there's... I believe there's no way. Nothing should run without spark. You're supposed to be able to see blue spark on a spark plug. I see absolutely none. You're supposed to be able to feel spark on a spark plug wire. I feel absolutely none, or see absolutely none.
It'd be like, you know, like an old engine that's carbureted when you shut it off with a diesel. It's still going. Could be like that, but then again, you said it's not warm. You're starting it cold.
But it has no spark at all, man, my point. It should not start, it should not run. But when I put the spark plug in the hole, I put the wire on, the darn thing starts up. It's got me baffled.
A spark tester on it, right? To see, you know, with the spark plug in and all that jazz.
Well, a spark tester is no different, Mike, than me grabbing a hold of the wire and grabbing a hold of the ground and pulling it over. I would feel the electricity. I feel no electricity. And I've been doing this for 40 years, man. I know what electricity feels like. I could grab a flywheel and just spin it past the coil, and I could feel the electricity go through my hand, you know? It's that simple. But I'm not feeling anything, man. It's quite weird.
I was wondering, maybe it's the way, it could be a short in the wire. Just the way you have it bent, you know, it's causing it to short out, and then when you put it back, you know, it makes contact. I don't know. I'm just trying to rule out the possibilities.
Well, I replaced this factory coil with a brand new coil, and same difference. No spark, still runs.
I'm not understanding. I'm going to let them take this one to the dealership.
If it runs, it runs. I mean, I don't know what to tell you, dude.
It's just quite weird, man. It ain't supposed to be running with no spark. That's all I could say about it. I'm going to let it go, man. I'm going to set it off. I'm going to tell him the situation. I already told him the fact. He saw it with his old eyes. And that's why we got a coil. And, you know, I'll just sort of know what's going on.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Too crazy.
I've never seen anything like it ever. That's all I'm saying. First for everything, I guess.
Well, yeah, it would. I've never heard of that before myself. I mean, you know, no spark, no bueno. I mean, that's pretty self-explanatory right there.
All right.
I mean, I had a car once, you know, that used to diesel on me because the idle was set too high on the carburetor. And when I shut it off, it still acted like it wanted to run, you know, and then you'd have to finagle with it, you know, and finally it would shut off. But that's because, you know, I had the idle set too high, and I had to readjust the carburetor. It's an old Pontiac Parisienne with a 305 in it. What a lackluster.
Yeah, engine run-on can happen for a few different reasons. Bad gas, bad compression, and a couple other reasons, too. I forget.
Oh, that car ran for about almost 30 years before I finally got traded in.
Okay.